listen to the vowels of Chicago dialect. Now we get into the specific changes in pronunciation. I've got to warn you, however, that if you start thinking of this as simply pronunciation change, nothing is really going to work for creating that impression of authenticity for this dialect. The vowel changes have to grow out of what we just worked on in the last lesson. Vowel changes are an extension of the resonance work. So I'm going to constantly remind you that you don't want to just try to hear and create changes in pronunciation from memory. You're going to have to master the resonance and muscularity change we just did, and then practice these vowels as extensions of that muscularity. Okay, the first of the vowels, the great axis vowel, the Chicago, Detroit, Buffalo vowel. Now, this vowel is certainly not unique to these cities. I'm talking, of course, about the vowel. Now, in a real clean, clear, non-regional American accent, I'm talking about the vowel, as in the word as, bat, cat, hand, etc. Now, almost anywhere in the United States, you're going to hear some people move toward man, hand, instead of man, hand. In New York, you get a very heavy when this vowel comes before certain consonants. I walked up to the man. Well, in Chicago, Detroit, etc., you're going to get the same thing. I walked up to the man. Man. The thing is, it's much more consistent in these cities. In New York, for example, you're not going to say, I'm going to bat the ball. In New York, it's going to be, I'm going to bat the ball. But in Chicago, Detroit, Buffalo, I'm going to bat the ball. Bat. But this as opposed to the New York one or the general American one, this one comes out of that whine that we just learned. It's up there. It's not with the jaw pumping like New York. It's with the mouth in the back position, the tongue up. You don't have to go too far with the mouth in this back position. You don't have to use it all the time, but it's a good way to produce that focus. Okay, let's try it. I'm going to say some words in standard or standard dialect, and you repeat, feeling the resonance in the middle, and then pulling it way back, and integrating it in with this whine that we're talking about. And, am. Man, castle, soprano, absolute, accent. One of the great ones in Chicago is the ANK, Frank, for Frank, or instead of bank, Bank, First National Bank. Sang. Rang. Let's do some sentences. I'll say them again in standard. You might want to repeat them. And then make the switch with everything, the resonance, the sense of vibration, the sense of muscularity, and then this vowel change coming along with it. The soprano laughed as she shattered the glass. Getting into the position, the soprano laughed as she shattered the glass. In a real heavy accent, it can go further. The soprano laughed as she shattered the glass. Or soprano laughed as she shattered the glass. It doesn't have to go to an extreme at all times. Pam made an ample snack of waxed apples. Pam made an ample snack of waxed apples. During the disaster, the master demanded a ransom. During the disaster, the master demanded a ransom. Or even further, the master demanded a ransom. Doesn't have to go that far, though. He played the character of Captain Anthony Absolute. He played the character of Captain Anthony Absolute. I want you for a minute now to look at a very specialized placement of this same vowel. This is when an R comes after the A vowel and you have words with this A-R in the middle. Words like Karen, Karen, Baron, Baron, Darrow, Darrow, Marrow, Marrow, Larry, Larry. The parrot had a narrow escape. The parrot had a narrow escape. The Baron married Karen Darrow. The Baron married Karen Darrow. Now, although what we're going to look at now is slightly different, it's the same basic principle. It's a different vowel followed by R, which tends to have the same pronunciation, Chicago. That's the E-R. Air, air, like in berry, berry, ferry, ferry, Derek, Derek, Jerry, Jerry, very, very. Have a very merry Christmas. Have a very merry Christmas. The Derek picked the berries off the ferry boat. The Derek picked the berries off the ferry boat. The next of the pronunciation changes involves the long I. I, I. The A-E almost changes to A-E, I, I. But not just the pronunciation change. I can say I, I, and not have the Chicago resonance, but I, 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 with all of the things that we're generating out of the resonance lesson earlier. So instead of fine, 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 just the individual word, I, I. Put them together, I'm fine, I'm fine. Get that sense of the wine. Ice, ice. Style, style. Spice, spice. Virus, virus. Dried, dried. Crisis, crisis. Some sentences with this I. The ivy vines were tied down behind the shutters. The ivy vines were tied down behind the shutters. I, right up there. Feel the placement of it. Don't just try to hear I instead of I. The actor recited an ironic rhyme. The actor recited an ironic rhyme. Hide the pliers in the file cabinet. Hide the pliers in the file cabinet. Yeah, hide them there in the file cabinet. And finally, not finally, but finally, on this one, it's the right time to find a gold mine in the sky. It's the right time to find a gold mine in the sky. I'd burst into the song, "There's a Gold Mine in the Sky Far Away," but it's probably still copyrighted, so I can't put it on my tape. The next vowel is the famous Chicago short O, which is not rounded, like in the word not. Na, ah, ah. It's almost an ah, ah, but the tongue is up and back, and it focuses right in that same spot. Not spot or spot, but spot. Bog, bag. Pocket, packet. Stop, stap. Hot, hat. Rock, rack. Opera, opera. Obstinate, abstinent. In Chicago, A, when it comes after a W or a WH, happens the same way. Want, want. Wash, wash. What, what. What do you want to watch? The obstinate opera singer was preoccupied. The obstinate opera singer was preoccupied. Move from the rocks to the log. Come on, move from the rocks to the log. You got some very little words in there, like on, come on, which are real important there. The frog got groggy and hopped away. The frog got groggy and hopped away. And finally on this one, Beckett was positive about the honor of God. Beckett was positive about the honor of God. Again, this can whine a lot, or not quite so much a lot, but it's always going to be focusing up there and back, rather than lot obstinate, or a lot obstinate, or even a lot obstinate, going into New England or Pittsburgh with that wah, wah sound. The next one is pronounced differently in all different parts of the country. This is the aw vowel in words like awful and often and thought, where in many places in the East, it's rounded out, aw, awful, pause. Many places in the Midwest, it's much less rounded, awful, pause. Well, in Chicago and Detroit and such, it continues to be unrounded, but again has the whiny sound to it. Ah, ah, ah. awful. So let's look at some words. Pause. Pause. Brought. Brought. Again, the reminder to get this out of the resonance. Off. Off. Walk. Walk. Hallway. Hallway. Lawn. Lawn. Long. Long. Cause. Cause. Some sentences chock full of this vowel. The awful sauce made Paul pause and walk home. Now switching the resonance and the pronunciation. The awful sauce made Paul pause and walk home. Next one. The cat crawled across the lawn after hurting its paw. Switching. The cat crawled across the lawn after hurting its paw. Notice we got some as in there also. Cat after. Cat crawled across the lawn after hurting its paw. The cloth in the hall closet smelled of mothballs. The cloth in the hall closet smelled of mothballs. Making that switch, not just with pronunciation, but with resonance. The cloth in the hall closet smelled of mothballs. And finally on this one, you taught me to vault flawlessly without falling. You taught me to vault flawlessly without falling. The next actual vowel change is a combination, again, of a vowel plus an R. In fact, it is the R sound, as in car, car. Again, in conjunction with the resonance, that slight truncation backwards that you can start to get a handle on by pulling the corners of the mouth back. Not R, but R, R, focusing it right up there, R. Arc, arc. Scarf, scarf. Car, car. Hard, hard. Heart, heart. Army, army. Harbor, harbor. March, march. Disembark, then park the cargo. Making the switch, not just the pronunciation. Disembark, then park the cargo. Charles argued long and hard for the car. Charles argued long and hard for the car. The guard charged the marshal's cart. The guard charged the marshal's cart. And finally, Carl and Marnie formed an artful partnership. Carl and Marnie formed an artful partnership. There's another pronunciation here, which is related to the a becoming ea, or the airy becoming airy, and it's also related to the ar becoming r. And this is the combination of air, air. It already has the pronunciation eh, eh. So it's going to tend to get air, air, air. A little bit of that harsher pronunciation of that same vowel up on the focal point on the palate. Hair, hair. Barely, barely. Careful, careful. Stairs, stairs. Where, where. There, there. An air of excitement rarely blares down the stairs. An air of excitement rarely blares down the stairs. This one doesn't have to be too harsh. He rarely blares down the stairs, or rarely blares down the stairs. Pay your fare, then tell the driver where to stop. Pay your fare, then tell the driver where to stop. The flu scare was really hard to bear. The flu scare was really hard to bear. Where can I get my hair cut carefully? Where can I get my hair cut carefully? We're now going to look at a couple of other combinations. These are vowels that come before the L consonant, and in the really harsh Chicago dialects, you're going to have some slight change in this. Again, try to generate this more out of the focus of the sound that we were working on before. If you have E-L, not the letter E, but the sound E, eel, eel, in a really harsh Chicago-Detroit sort of sound, it's going to come out a little bit closer to ill. So, I feel it, that's real nice, that's real nice. I saw the train seal. I sat behind the steering wheel, wheel, not quite wheel, 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 wheel. Not all the time in this accent, but quite frequently. If you have the ale, ale, ginger ale, not ale, but ale, ale. It's almost the same sort of thing that sometimes happens in Southern dialects or Black dialects, but not quite to that degree. I sailed the sailboat. Sailboat, sailboat. I'm standing behind the rail, behind the rail. The L sound sometimes will almost become O. I'll do it myself, not myself, myself. The food's on the shelf. I did it for my health, health. And before the ool, ool, sometimes you're going to hear not ool, but ool. Go to school. He's singing foolishly, not foolishly, foolishly. I bought some jewels, not jewels, jewels. And it's in the jewelry box, jewelry box. That's just some brief examples of how the vowel can slightly alter when it's before an L sound. What I want to do now is to look at short phrases that have some of the short words, the small words, and repeat them a lot. Some of the small words that manifest some of these basic Chicago, Detroit, Buffalo vowel changes. Sometimes when an actor is doing an accent, the most blatant mistakes that are made are on the small words. For example, in that sentence, on the small words, sometimes people will say hat, stop, fax, but they'll say on instead of on, which is the same short O vowel. So those are the kinds of things I want to practice. On the rocks. He was on time. On time. All those little words. I have to have it. I just have to have it. That's right. The word that comes up frequently. That's right. Well, I guess that's that. That's that. In the real harsh variety, I guess that's that. The little word at. Now, if it's in a relatively stressed position, it's going to be at. At. Where are you at? Sometimes you can get away with this one because in the unstressed position, at can just be at like it can be in almost any dialect. Where are you? At home. Or I'm at home if it's stressed. I'm at work. I'm at work. I'm at the movies. I'm at the movies. Even when it is truncated and short, it's it with that focus on the soft palate. I'm at the factory. Sam just had to have that at work. He just had to have it at work. Real harsh. He had to have it at work. Considerably less. Sam had to have it at work. I'll be there as soon as I can. I'll be there as soon as I can. Have you got the right time? Have you got the right time? Almost every word in there. That's hard to stop. That's hard to stop. Could you park the car over there? We did it in 1979. They had to do it in 1979. Basically, then, this last section has been to integrate together a lot of the words, especially the small words, that have these target Chicago-style vowels in them. This, then, is the end of the specific lesson on the pronunciation of vowels in the Chicago accent.